been, you know, we have a sense of urgency around here, and you know, it fell off a little bit when we were in Buffalo, but you know, we picked it back up, and everything is, you know, flowing. Everybody knows what they have to do, and everybody's doing their part.
You haven't been getting that many target looks. What do you have to do right now, especially with crunch time for yourself?
Run my route and, you know, stay open, create separation, and he's going to see it on film, and, you know, that, where he throws it isn't up to me, so I just got to keep doing what I've been doing all year.
It seemed like the defense's plans for so long was take away Jordy, take away the deep ball. Our defense is still doing that, or is it more focused on just taking away the deep throws?
They're trying, but, yeah. You still got to stop it, no matter if you're conscious of the deep ball coming. I mean, it's still going to be a 50-50 ball, so, you know, and Jordy's caught a little over 50% of those, so, I mean, it's going to be tough on the DB when, you know, we got playmakers that can go get it downfield.
What have you learned from guys like Jordy and Randall this year, working with them for a full year now?
Just how to go out and practice, really. You know, well, it's not a thing that I've learned, but, you know, I can really observe from a vet and somebody who gets a lot of, you know, attention, and somebody who's, you know, an all pro, and, you know, both of them to me. So going out there and seeing them still at this point in the season, this long season, they're going out and working, and, you know, you see how much it means to them. And it's not so much of them just talking. Sometimes, you know, they'll be vocal, but it's really not what it's about. It's all about what you're doing, you know, on a daily basis, on the practice field, and then when you go out there on Sunday.
Have either of them said anything, you know, back when I was a rookie, I dealt with this or that? Because, I mean, Jordy, for his first really 2 years, didn't get a ton of catches. Randall kind of came in at a big role, but with five big receivers. Have either of them said, you know, back when I was a rookie, I kind of went through the same thing?
It's not even something that we really talk about a whole lot. You know, they know that I've been, you know, getting a lot of time out there. So it's not about, they don't have to remind me that the ball is going to come, you know, and things like that, because, you know, I'm a man. So I don't need people to tell me it's okay. You know, you're going to get more balls later on in your career. Like, I'm going to run my route and I'm going to get open. And, you know, if the ball's coming, I'm going to catch it. It's film study and, you know, just watching some good football at the same time. You know, I like seeing big plays, so I'm hoping to see that this weekend.
How difficult is holding onto the ball when it gets this cold?
I don't know.
You guys have worked on it a little bit, though, so tested it a little bit.
Well, it's not quite as cold as it's going to get, so, you know, just got to keep it high and tight.
And how much have they emphasized that, especially late in the season when it's so crucial to?
I mean, it's over and over, really. Coaches making us go outside last half of practice, making sure that we get used to handling in the cold. And, you know, I think that's good for us.
Some technique across your mind when you were at Fresno to get drafted by the Packers? You go, it's cool, it's the Packers, but I got to go play.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about that right when I got drafted. But, I mean, it's more... It's a lot more good that goes into being here than, you know, just dealing with the cold. So, you know, we win games, we do a lot of things right around here. So, no better place to be.